Exactly 8:01 on a Monday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Couldn't be happier to be sitting in front of this gentleman right here. Well, I'm actually standing. I never sit during the show, but he's quite literally one of my favorite people in town. You've seen his art. If you go to Sawdust Art Festival, you'd see him there. One of the great personalities of our time. And a great take on Americana, and his generosity stands right before me as he's donated for the Taste of Laguna Beach that we're having on October 14th. He's donated this magnificent painting we're going to talk about. Please welcome this morning's guest, Robert Holton.
Good morning. Hey, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Great. How are you, man?
Good, good, good. Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes, very nice.
So since Sawdust has shut down now and we're waiting for Winterfest,
right.
What are you doing the in-between time? What does that mean?
I've been blessed. I have some clients that I'm doing a few commissions. I got a couple nice orders through Sawdust Festival times. You know, it's nice to meet people. That's a great part of Sawdust Festival is the interaction with the guests. And that's what I really look forward to, that. And planting seeds, I tell other artists too. You know, you might not have the greatest of summer there, but you know, hand out your cards, talk to your people. They will come back.
Right.
It might take a while, and you know, I've had people come back 7-8 years later. But you know, planting seeds, nurturing that, and trying to push forward in my career as being an artist. Yeah,
right. So as we walk by your booth at Sawdust, you have such a magnificent taste for Americana, and the art that you choose to make is just a really cool trip down memory lane for me.
I think so too. And I get a lot of that. I'll have people step into the booth and they probably can't maybe afford something,
right,
but they have they capture something great when they bring back memories for themselves. So I enjoy that.
Right.
You know, and I like to hear their stories too. I've heard some great stories of why somebody's bought something. You know, this past summer, a guy had bought one of my Bob's Big Boy. Everybody remembers Bob's Big Boy if they're, you know, over 40. And I said, well, what's your Bob's Big Boy story? And he goes, well, today's my actual birthday. My wife saw your painting of Bob's Big Boy there. And back in the early 60s, my dad knew the guy who started Bob's Big Boy.
Right.
And his father had the opportunity to invest in his company. He wanted $500. And his father said, no, I don't think it's going to work.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's a good thing to have on the wall, you know, or you could be saying, hey, I could have been Bob's assistant or whatever, you know. But no, a lot of my pieces bring back those happy memories, and that's what I really enjoy.
Right. I think for me, that would be one you have on the wall, but you face it toward the wall.
That's right. Yeah,
you know,
the backside. Exactly.
Yeah,
there you go.
Want to see it.
Yeah. Dad couldn't afford $500. But back then, you know, $500 was worth a lot more.
Yeah. Now I actually watched a group of five. There was a little kid there as well. Just stand there at the Copper Tone.
Oh yeah.
The Copper Tone painting you did. The little girl with the dog pulling down the bed.
Yeah, the old school one.
And is that one of your more popular?
That is a popular one. And I do a Copper Tone image with the lifeguard, the iconic lifeguard tower on it, which is really good. A lot of people will buy that one.
Right.
It's funny, the younger kids, they kind of giggle at it, you know, what's that dog doing? And you know,
they don't remember
back, you know, in the 50s and 60s, the advertisings that we had, you know.
Right.
But I mean, to me they were innocent.
Right.
You know, and I get a few people like, "Hey, that's kind of, you know, creepy."
What is it about that? Yeah, well, yeah, but that's
the, you know,
they,
I let them
seen
say
it,
what they want to say.
Right.
You know,
they haven't
care
seen it. There was a certain placement for it back in the 50s and 60s,
exactly,
and there was a certain proper placement.
And we used to, you know, lather that stuff up on it. I mean, it was cooking oil,
right,
you know, but it had a nice coconut smell. And that Copper Tone, I mean, you could probably be walking down the street, and if somebody had Copper Tone, I mean, you instantly knew what they had on, that aroma.
My entire life, that smell, the smell of the brown, regular, old-school brown bottled cooking oil, Copper Tone, smelled like the beach.
Yeah,
that reminds me of the beach.
It would take you back to,
right,
know, and that's what I think my visual images do also.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully to a nice place.
Right.
And I think we all need that, especially now. I mean, every time you listen to, well, not your show, but I mean, you listen to other people's shows, and it's a negative.
Right.
You know, what's the new storm coming up the road? I mean, I don't even want to open the windows some mornings, you know, the blinds.
I got to be honest with you. I venture into the negative once in a while and I catch myself. You got to catch yourself from falling every once in a while.
That's right.
Where's my railing?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't say this tongue in cheek or anything. Yeah. My favorite piece of yours sits right here in front of us.
Oh, thank you.
It's absolutely magnificent. So, and I need to tell the audience that for the coming up on October 14th, the Taste of Laguna Food and Music Fest, we have a silent auction. Robert has always, always been generous with us whenever we need anything here at the radio station. And you could not be more generous than to donate this. Tell us about this
piece.
Thank
you. Yeah, so this is my take on a Van Gogh scene, Starry Nights. Starry Nights, Laguna Beach. It's got the iconic lifeguard tower in the background, the hillside with the many different homes on it, and then that galactic kind of spacey scenery in the background. And I had actually started on this painting probably almost 4 years ago at Sawdust Festival. It was a slow evening on a Tuesday, and Frankie, our coordinator.
Frankie Duchesne.
Frankie.
Hey, yeah, Frankie.
Frankie. Hi, Frankie. How you doing?
She does a great job.
Yes, yes. She's very good. I miss her. She was here last time with me talking. And
now you should have brought her.
So I should have. Frankie. Oh, she's in the car. She's parking the car. But no, so we were interacting with our guests, right. And I had the painting. My paintings all lay flat, and I throw the color on there. I'd call it drizzle. I'm drizzling it on there.
Right.
And I invited passerbys, and mostly the kids took me up on it, but I painted in the background, kind of knew where the planets were going, and then I had some different colors of paint, and I asked them to use their finger or thumbprint to help put those planets and such into the background. So that took probably four different evenings to create the background. And then I painted on top of that. And then I actually added a little something special to it this year for your special event.
Thank you.
And I hope it goes to, it will go to a loving family. And it's nice, you know, to find out where my paintings reside after they are collected. I think the Taste of Laguna Beach is a great opportunity to get out and see your friends. Mm-hmm. Have some excellent food. Listen to some awesome music. I think you guys have something special planned as a concert.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Those that can dance can get up and dance. Those that can't, pretend like you are. But it should be a great evening.
The older I get, the more I dance with my hands.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
it's mostly a hand gesture.
There you go. Yeah.
And by the way, we're setting a world record that night, and I think I've told you about this.
Yeah.
It's the Mick Jagger strut. It's going to be the biggest crowd ever to do the Mick Jagger strut.
There we go.
Let me see your strut.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Stand up. No, just kidding.
Well, the painting is magnificent,
first
of all. And you also teach kids how to do it in a class, and you taught me how to do it this past summer.
Oh, that's right. We did a little impromptu class, and that's what's great about Sawdust Festival. We have free classes. We have classes that cost maybe $5, $10. You sit down. Some are first come, first serve. Some you have to buy a ticket in advance. But they're very diverse, and those artists who donate their time to help teach these classes, I commend you all. Thank you. And I think more of us should do that, because that's what it's all about, especially at Sawdust. We interact with the guests.
Right.
And some of these people that I've had at this class, I mean, they have no artistic talent at all, but, you know, going to radio.
You're looking at me. Yeah.
Just kidding. no, but for to take 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it takes, maybe an hour, and to use some paint, some color, some, you know, something, whatever, and just to put it down onto a piece of paper, a substrate, and create something for yourself. You know, you don't have to come and sell them at an art show like I do. However, it's a great way to make a living.
Right.
You know, I really enjoy what I do. And I think we all could be more creative, especially in the times we're going through.
Right.
And it can be through dance, music, whatever your artistic talents are. Cooking, if you're cooking some cookies, you know.
Right. Whatever it is you cook. Whatever talent is.
Exactly.
For creativity.
Creativity, just for yourself. Hang it on the refrigerator or whatever you want to do.
And so, I do all of those. I try and be creative here, obviously, but I try to escape into music and know my stuff there. And I like to cook. I love that escape for cooking. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, the 10 or 15 minutes that I spent doing the artwork
I never do it.
Yeah. It was so cathartic. It was so relaxing. It felt so great.
Exactly. And it's healing.
Right.
It makes you heal through whatever whatever maybe negative energy you have going and shut off all your devices.
Right.
And, you know, just let it happen. And I tell some people, they'll just sit there. They don't even know what to do and start. And I go, just grab some color.
Right.
Put it down. And if it's not right, you grab another piece of paper or canvas or whatever you're working on.
Right.
You know, that's happy mistakes.
It is the greatest thing. Now, what are you currently working on?
So right now, I'm actually doing a piece with In-N-Out Hamburgers.
Okay.
And I created an image for their golf tournament, which is a Children's Foundation golf tournament. They raise millions of dollars every year to help different children.
Oriented charities.
Oriented charities, yes. And it's really great because all the money goes directly to them. There's a staff that really looks into these different groups who are asking for funding and making sure it goes to the right people. So I did a painting for them. and it raised some nice money. We're calculating over 10 years I've been with them, we've raised $100,000 through my art.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so that's a blessing. I mean, that's just a great thing that I can help. Right. You know, I'm a father of five kids, and thank God they're all, you know, normal. There is that one that kind of gives me grief.
Is that the one you brought to the comedy show?
Yes, it is. You know, but no, it's nice to be able to do that. And I've got a few other projects I'm working on. And, of course, getting ready for Winter Fantasy.
Right.
Winter Fantasy is coming up. I'd like to shout out about that for a second.
Yeah, please. Please.
One of the things that is really cool that they do a tie-in with the local Laguna Beach Fire Department, and they do Pancake Breakfast with Santa.
Ooh.
It usually sells out from what I know of it.
And it's not just Santa, it's the pancakes too.
Yeah, the pancakes. You know, and that Santa, man, he uses a lot of syrup, so you might want to bring your own. But maybe keep some sweet. But you can go online and buy tickets in advance for that. That'll sell out. Right. But that starts, what is the date? November 20th through December 19th for 5 weekends. So the weekend before Thanksgiving it opens, Saturday and Sunday. And then Thanksgiving weekend will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 180 international artists.
Nice.
You know, it's enchanting. The decorations are nice. They build that whole little Christmas village right in the front.
Right.
I tease it snows. We got California snow. I think it's a reclaimed car wash foam machine that they shoot up into the air. But it works. I mean, it looks great on photos. And, you know, you can do your great family Christmas cards or whatever you want to do down there. And,
right. Or just wash the car.
Bring the car. Either one. You have to park outside.
Also, they're the trees. You offer an opportunity for nonprofits like us.
You're right.
To put up a decorated tree.
Yeah, the artistic trees.
We're doing this year.
Are you guys doing a tree?
We're doing it this year. We're excited about it here, man.
And then they auction that off, I believe. And or sometimes, I know years ago I had been involved, and each of the artists in the Sawdust Festival, we did a tree and we put decorations on it.
Right.
And you could buy the decoration off the tree.
Okay.
So I'll probably do that. I do a little easel with my little Laguna Beach Lifeguard Tower on it. Perhaps I'll do the Starry Nights that we've got here.
Beautiful.
Make that smaller and put it on a little easel, and you can come down and buy it off the tree.
What a great idea.
And it supports the Sawdust Festival. And yeah, the Boys and Girls Club does a tree.
Right.
And quite a few groups in town.
So. Right, so I'm going to bounce some ideas off of you, because we've been shooting some ideas here in the lobby about what we wanted
what
to do as a group, as a group of us.
Sure,
So the station wants to put
it's
together.
It's fun to do, and then and then that opening day, there's carolers, and I don't know if we ribbon cut it, but it's just quite festive. Right. The schools come down and sing, and
we'll look forward.
It's
to
great
it.
Community. Yeah,
November 20th, and we'll look to get involved in some other way as well. Maybe play some music outside. I love doing the Beatles.
Oh yeah, we did that.
You,
yeah, right? This past summer a few times. We did the Beatles Day. Ed came down and rolled into town in his car and played some great music.
It was a blast. So
it
maybe
was.
We could do something like that for the winter
time.
As well.
Yeah.
How do we find you online? How do we find your works of art?
I don't want to be found.
God.
No, just kidding.
Look at you.
Instagram's the newest thing.
Right.
At Drizzle Laguna. At Drizzle Laguna.
Right.
And my website, drizzleart.com. Drizzleart.com.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
But,
pieces.
If there's somebody out there, I'd like to do the corporate images. I do a lot of corporate brands and such. You know, I've done Coca-Cola and Heineken and, of course, In-N-Out and stuff. And, and I'm hoping someday In-N-Out will choose some of my designs I've been doing. They're all for them internal.
Right.
Hopefully that'll become a t-shirt of the month or something down the road. And
very cool.
So, we're different discussions.
All right. Let me know how I can help. Mention my name.
I will. This guy, Ed, he's eaten here before.
Yeah.
He's a good customer.
Yeah. I used to order the 4x4s, man.
Oh, the 4x4s. Yeah, I think they stopped after a while.
Yeah, man, it's killing people.
Here comes Ed.
Here comes Ed, man.
That's right. Get the board.
Robert Holton, it's so fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be down here. And I hope the event goes well. I'm sure it will.
We'll see you there. Hopefully we will see you there. You're right? Yes.
Yeah, I got a bib picked out. And.
I love that. I love that.
Doggy bag and my pocket.
No, I wear rubber pockets so I can steal soup. Yeah.
And there's so much food, and the food is so diverse. I mean, the chefs in town are so talented. What they bring out, and introduce their establishment to somebody who's maybe never had the opportunity to go yet.
Right.
And I think it's hard to pick a winner of all the samplings that you get.
Right.
You know,
yeah. But
come hungry.
It's sure. Yeah, right. It sure is fun to taste them all.
It is.
I don't even have to select a winner. They're all winners to me.
Yeah, just get in a line. You don't even ask what they're serving. You know, if you don't like it, you pass it to the guy behind you.
There you go.
Yeah. So
Robert Holton, once again, give us the website so we can go to it.
Yeah, thank you. So Instagram at Drizzle Laguna, and the website drizzleart.com, like drizzle, like it rains.
Fantastic.
So thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Robert Holton, we'll see you at Winterfest.
Come on down to Winterfest.
And we'll see you at the Taste.
Yes. All right. Sounds great.
8:16 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.
Awesome.